Hey, what is up, everybody? Listen to another episode of Who's Alex? Maybe we'll talk about this, or maybe we'll talk about that. Who knows? And do y'all, when you look at time and you look at the things that you've done, do you ever say to yourself, wow, what a waste of time, or these wasted times of mine? I'm here to tell you to stop thinking like that and stop saying that to yourself. Nothing is a waste of time. Well, yes, if you lay down in your bed all day and, you know, you scroll endlessly on Instagram, yes, that is considered a waste of time because you really could be doing something better than what you're doing right now. But I'm talking about more specifically, I mean, let's say 5 years or down the road, you know, you're working on this job or you're working on this career and then you don't want to do it anymore. You know, you want to change paths and you feel like you're a loser, you're a failure because, wow, I spent all this time, I've done all this training, all this education, and now you just don't want to do it anymore. You know, you're like, wow, I can't believe I've wasted all this time. And it does suck, you know. But it's not a waste of time because you spend those 5 years learning about something. You were training yourself, your mindset. You have come across opportunities down that path. You know, it's not too late. It's never too late. And another example of a waste of time where the society considers a waste of time is when you're with somebody, you know, your partner, you're in a relationship. And say, you know, a year to three years down the road, you don't want to be with that person anymore. Or it's just, pretty much, yeah, you don't want to be with the person anymore, and you kind of feel like, wow, I spent all this time, maybe not even in love, or just, you know, spending time with this person that you're like, wow, I can't believe I wasted all this time with this person. Like, it's not that they were bad or anything, it's just that you didn't take the opportunity to do it earlier, and now you're subjectively thinking I'm a loser because I've wasted her or his time. And I wasted my time. I'm here to tell you that's false. Because down that path of the relationship, you were looking into pros and cons you like in that person. And what would you like in your ideal person? You know, your soulmate. Your ideal soulmate. And it's not bad. Because down that path, y'all two were just learning about each other, but also learning about stuff that you actually wanted. You know, maybe that one person helped you open your eyes to the realization of love, that love is possible again. That's not a waste of time. It's not that person, okay, there's over a billion people out there in the world that can potentially be your soulmate. It's not too late. It is not a waste of time. People, get that out of your head. Stop saying, excuse my language, but stop saying fuck you to all these people and to your partner or your ex or whatever. And just stop, you know, stop hosting that negativity inside of you. It's not right. It's not, you know, it doesn't make you right just to say that to yourself. And it doesn't even make you happier. It just doesn't. It kind of makes you want to keep complaining more, want to keep hating towards that person, where ideally you're not even working on yourself anymore. You're just so busy that hating and that bad comments towards that one person of yours has become your entire world. And that's a waste of time. But it's not a waste of time to look at what you've learned. You've learned a lot. And it's never too late. I'll say that again and again and again. It is never too late, people. Just because you do something else for a couple months, maybe years, and you don't want to do it anymore, does not mean it's a waste of time. It does not. Take your time and take a step back and realize how you've grown. How you should respect one another. Because neither of us are a waste of time. That is very disrespectful, people. Telling someone that they're a waste of time and a waste of your space. Oh my gosh. You need to put some mouthwash in that mouth of yours. That's just... It's gross. It is downright rusty and disgusting. And you just shouldn't behave like that. Behave with humility, harmony, and be open to the wide range of learning utensils that are in front of you that you're going to learn. The new path that you will take. The new path that you will take may be another quote-unquote waste of time, but it's not. It's another learning opportunity. So, don't give up. Don't give up on the times that are yet to come. Just take your time, breathe, and enjoy the journey that is life. Because nothing is a waste of time. Thank you guys for tuning in this episode of Who's Alex. You can follow me on IG at Who's Alex, Twitter. Also follow me there at Who's Alex. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Who's Alex. And add me on Snapchat, which is Alex_R1997. But yeah, people. Nothing's a waste of time. It's your mindset and your perspective towards that time usage that you will see, and determining what you see out of your time usage will determine what's a waste of time. But you have to realize that nothing is a waste of time. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see y'all in the next episode.